Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Vayir. But before we go further, I just want to point out that until now we were discussing what is called a mixture and what is called tuminim, and Vayir is only by tuminim and it's only by a mixture. That is what is constitutes Vayir, is that it has to be a mixture and it has to be two different species. But even if it is a mixture, there are ways that you can do Vayir on Shabbos. If you have the three conditions, that means that it's oichol mataych psilis, you're taking what I want to eat now out of the psilis, it's biyad, it's with your hand, and not with specialized tool, and number two, it's miyad, it's la'alter, it's right away, it's for right now. So those are the three conditions, and then you could do bayer. But if it's not a mixture at all, then you don't need those conditions. For example, we spoke in last year that if you have a jar of olives, it's considered a mixture. So therefore, it goes into the parasha and surim of bayer. So if you want to put olives on a plate, for a suda, it's going to be in a few hours, you're not allowed to do that. Because by separating those olives from the jar, from the juice, it's an isser of bayir. But of course, if I want to eat olives right now, there's no isser whatsoever to take those olives out of the jar because that's oichol mataych psilis. I want to eat it now, and I'm doing it by hand. So, for example, also, if you have a soup with a bunch of vegetables in it, so you want to separate the soup from the vegetables. So if I'm eating it right now, it's not a shiloh. But if I want to do this for later, I want to separate soup for later so one of the children can have soup. I want to put it on the side. I'm allowed to do that because there I'm separating the soup from between all the vegetables and the meat. There's a problem of bayir. So all pointing out when we say mixtures and different species is, what is bayir? Once it's bayir, you have to look if you have the three conditions or not. But if it's not a mixture at all, then it's mutter b'chlal. Now, what's the halacha if you have two different items, but right now I don't want either one. I don't want either one. I want to separate it for later. For example, you have a platter of mixed cold cuts and you want to set it up and put on one side the salami, on one side you want to put the turkey, on one side the pastrami, you want to sort it. But I don't want either one now, so they're both now not psilis or oichel. Is that mutter or aser? So Rav Shmuel paskins that sorting something for later is also aser. Even though right now I don't want more this one more than that one, they're both oichel. Since right now I don't want to eat both of them, and I want to separate them, and I want to separate them for later, that is a problem of bayir by sorting those two different items, even though it's not clearly one's oichel or psilis. So therefore, if you have a bunch of toys on the floor, to clean up those toys, even though I'm not using one more than the other one, so maybe you would say it's not oichel or psilis, halacha is that is a issur of bayir. If you have a whole mixture of toys on the floor, and you want to separate them, put each one into the right box, the halacha is that that is a issur of bayir.